Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Ja, dit is hoe die naweek begin koud en bewolk met ligte reën oor die plateaurand, maar die SA Weerdienste sê dit sal teen vanmiddag se kant begin opklaar, ook winderig oor die noordwes waar daar 'n waarskuwing is vir uiters hoë brandgevaar toestande, dis oor die groter Tahung plaaslike munisipaliteit. Pretoria op na 23, Johannesburg en Rustenburg 22, Mbombela en Polokwane 19 en Emalahleni op na 21 grade.
Daar was nou 'n ongeluk in Bedford op die N3 suid naby van Beerenweg, dit veroorsaak swaar verkeer.
Die presidentie doen 'n beroep op munisipaliteite reg oor die land om seker te maak hulle stormwaterdreinstelsels is skoon, veral met die somerreënval vinnig op pad. Vir die naweek word ook swaar reën voorspel oor die Wes-Kaap en KwaZulu-Natal. En op die Thaise vakansieeiland van Phuket is 5 mense dood na 'n grondstorting wat veroorsaak is deur baie swaar reën. Owerhede sê 'n egpaar van Rusland is van die oorledenes terwyl die ander nog nie uitgeken is nie. Die reuse grondstorting het deur die nag plaasgevind terwyl mense gelend slaap het op 'n deel van die eiland met hotelle en woonstelle wat deur besoekers uitverhuur word. Ek's Gerda de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Well, it is crunch time in the Currie Cup. Just 3 rounds remain before the semi-finals. The action kicks off at Loftus tonight when the log leaders, the Vodacom Bulls, take on Griquas. The Bulls are the only unbeaten side left in the competition with 6 wins and a draw. Tomorrow, the Sharks 15 face Western Province at 3 before the cat fight between the second-placed Lions and third-placed Cheetahs in Bloem. On Sunday, Griffins welcome Pumas to Valcom. Max Verstappen says he's feeling less certain about his prospects of winning this weekend's Dutch Grand Prix, with more teams now in with a chance of taking victory. Verstappen arrived at his home event just 78 championship points ahead of Lando Norris. Red Bull's lead in the Constructors is now down to just 42 points from McLaren. Tunisian tennis ace Ons Jabeur, who has been struggling with a shoulder injury, has withdrawn from the US Open. The world number 17 was runner-up to Iga Swiatek in the 2022 final in New York. Orlando Pirates coach Jose Rivero has urged Pirates to be at their best and avoid undermining their opponents, Madagascar champions Disciples FC. They meet in a crucial CAF Champions League match at Orlando Stadium tonight. Kickoff is at 7:30. And big cricket on, with the West Indies taking on the Proteas in the first of 3 T20 internationals in Trinidad tonight. First ball is at 9 p.m. And it's a pretty historic date in local rugby. On this day in 1862, 165 years ago, the first ever rugby match is believed to have been played on South African soil in Greenpoint, Cape Town. It was between British officers and civilians and ended in a goalless draw. It resembled more football than it does rugby, but 165 years ago
in Greenpoint. Today,
in Greenpoint. And 2 years later, Hamilton's club was founded, making it the oldest club in the country.
What?
Yeah. Been here for a long time.
Morning family quiz on Monday.
Hola, chinga. Jack Red FM plays more. Music. You love. Like this.
It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool with their arms out like an angel through the car sunroof. I don't wanna call it.